WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Blowback by Spiritual Camp. Welcome back to 90.7, The Morning Show. Great. Every single time. Now, we're back with our special guest, Marissa Luna.
Yes.
And just, well, we've been off air. We're just having all sorts of crazy discussions. But now we're bringing it back, and we'd like to incorporate you into the morning show lore by having you be a part of the Gopher Watch.
Gopher Watch. Gopher Watch.
Gopher Watch. Now, Gopher Watch, for all of you listening out there, is when we talk about the latest happenings of the Campus Gopher. And we have a lot of important stuff to get to later today, so we'll keep it short. Today's Gopher Watch was meant to air last week, but was not able to. So, keep it simple. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm doing this real tough workout. You know the Ridgecrest South Hill?
Yeah.
So my workout, I was going to sprint all the way up it 10 times. This is my workout for the day. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And so after
that's brutal.
And after the eighth one, I was feeling exactly like the noises y'all just made. Right? Internally,
yeah.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh. But I finished. I do the ninth one. I do the tenth one. I finish up the hill, right? And I'm walking, and I just see that there's just a gopher looking at me. First time I'd seen him in a...
Hot minute.
In months.
Yeah.
Right? And this was Super Bowl Sunday. And so at first I thought it was a sign of how the game would go. So I assumed it meant the Chiefs were going to win, and they did win, but
yeah,
I expected them to.
And the gopher told him.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. That's not what the gopher was telling me.
What was the gopher
He was
telling
there because of my workout, but I didn't know
he
it yet.
He was watching.
So then a few weeks later, the Run UA, we had a race down in Gulf Shores. It was an amazing experience. We stayed right off the beach. And on the way out to get in, because we carpooled, right? So on my way, leaving Ridgecrest South to get to the Student Center parking lot, I see the gopher again. Right as I'm leaving. So I see him while I'm working out and training for the race.
Yeah.
I see him right before I'm about to leave
for the race.
Yeah.
And then we get to the Gulf Shores, we drive down, and it's all amazing. And then I get the course for the 5K. I was doing the 5K. And the way it was done was really weird, is you ran out and then ran back the exact way you came. It wasn't a loop like the other races were. And the turnaround point was at Gopher Tortoise Creek. You know, and that gopher tortoises are a type of tortoise, but still, it had gopher in the name.
Yeah.
And so then I get there. I'm just trying to run a time in under 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I finish in about 18 and a half minutes. It was the gopher watching over me.
He was there. He was urging you on.
And it was like, it's a classic story.
You know,
it's the beginning, middle, end. Like, gopher at the beginning, the middle, and then the gopher turning point.
It's not the tortoise and the hare. It's the tortoise and the gopher.
Yeah,
it's true.
Seriously.
And so I have not seen the gopher since to thank him, but I know he's out there and has my back.
He's in your heart.
He's kind of stalking a little bit.
I know.
He's watching him.
Yeah.
If you want to find the gopher, you just got to keep an eye outside. And outside is... where the weather is. I think it's time for the...
weather report.
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 Do not distort. The weather report. 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 All right, good morning, Tuscaloosa. It's 62 degrees and partly cloudy with a high of 73 and a low of 58. You can expect it to be cloudy all day until the late afternoon around 2-3 p.m. when the sun will be coming back out. The air quality right now is at 25, which is good. The wind is 8 miles an hour with 21 mile an hour gusts, and it's 62 degrees on the weather report. Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report.
Weather report. Whether the weather's good or bad, we've always got something to make you glad on 90.7 The Morning Show.
I remember that phrase. We did that last year, too.
Yeah, because that's when you usually lead to the daily affirmation.
Yeah.
Which I think we have a good one today. I will ignore what the weather app says about there being no precipitation today. Because I went out this morning with no rain jacket, and it was kind of rainy. So my affirmations, I will remember a rain jacket. I will remember
an umbrella.
I will be ready for the day.
Don't straighten your hair, ladies.
No.
That's all I can say.
Don't do it.
Not today.
Now that's some good word of advice.
It's not for today.
All right, we're going to take it back to the music, and then coming up next, we'll have our interview with our guest, Marissa Luna.
Yes.
We need a soundboard. We need a soundboard. We talked about this last week. We need a soundboard.
It's just me. I'm the soundboard.
All right. Well, we'll come back to the music with Rest by Ghost Orchid. We'll see you soon on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Usual Medication by Carr. Welcome back to 90.7 The Morning Show. Man, the soundboard, it's just working.
It's working.
We're here with what we've promised you, our amazing interview.
Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Oh my gosh, I wonder if I'd say that.
I mean, one could easily make the argument that within the University of Alabama.
Yeah, within the University of Alabama for sure.
A campus celebrity.
And then you might as well just round up to Alabama.
I mean,
And then Alabama's like, it's a whole state. Like, that's influence. So, like, if you make it Alabama, you can make it anywhere.
To be fair, you opened for Maddie and Tay.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Like, and you, like, opened up, like, didn't you open up?
Yolanda Adams.
Yeah.
Walker Hayes. Yeah.
The Music Hall of Fame inductions.
Oh, yeah. The Music Hall of Fame induction. Yeah.
It was Alabama awesome. Music Hall of Fame.
What was it like to open up for them?
Oh, goodness. I want to say it was a little bit intimidating because, you know, you're inspired by those people. You look up to them, and I know that they've had their success already. And although I have successes within my career, like, I'm really looking for that big break. So it was intimidating, especially Yolanda Adams, since she's won Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's performed at the Grammys. But every single one of them was just, they were so invested in, like, who I was, what I wanted.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They were so inspiring, and, like, they were like, oh, yeah, like, just keep going on it. Like, you're gonna get that one song, and it's gonna happen.
Were you, like, reached out to for this? Is it something you had to reach out for? What's the process before you're opening for these people?
Luck, honestly. Okay. Like, a lot of it's luck. A lot of it is my family, actually. I have, like, a really great family, great mother, and my mother has a boyfriend named Chris Battles, and they are so invested in this. They've actually started picking up songwriting, which I think is awesome.
Wow.
It's
so
kind of
cool.
Like, once you get into the music industry, you can't leave it. It's truly love, and they've contacted people. We reach out. A lot of it's bugging people, seriously, like emailing them, being like, I want to do this, and like, okay, fine, I'll let you do it. But I've had people reach out to me and given me great opportunities, and not only that, again, the Miss America organization. I've met so many people in this state, being Miss Cahaba Valley, Miss University of Alabama, and they'll reach out to me and be like, hey, like, I heard you can sing. Would you like to come sing at this event?
Wow. That's so cool. Like, awesome. I remember you, like, singing the national anthem for one of the basketball games
I was
recently.
About to say that. I was like, that's when the opportunity
is. Which game was that?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I know I was working it. I was up above filming.
If you know what game it was,
I have no clue.
Okay. I'm
going to be honest. I work a lot of, like, basketball games.
I think it was the women's basketball game.
Oh, okay.
I think it was the first one of the season.
I haven't been to a bunch of basketball. I do have a good basketball story that we can save for later in the show. It's the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
I was
upset.
We'll save it. I was upset, but I couldn't be upset because of a bunch of other stuff that happened.
I don't know that I worked that one. If I don't work it, I don't watch it personally.
That's fair. But bringing it back, so you talk about all the stuff to go through, the tediousness, bugging people, the work. What inspires you through all of it?
I guess what inspires me is probably my younger self and a lot of other artists too. I guess you definitely have to have the mindset to know that there's a lot of work that's going into it, and sometimes you release a song and it's gonna flunk. You might think it's the best song, but it might not be what everybody else is looking for. And there's been times I've released a song that I didn't like, and it just soar rocketed. Like, all the streams went up, and people loved it. And I was like, really, that's the one y'all would pick? And what inspires me is that as a young child, I started in theater. You know, I was the theater kid. I loved music. I loved singing. And I was not the best at, like, sports. And I just knew that I had a calling for this. I just felt it, and it stuck with me forever since. So I guess my inspiration is really my younger self. And then a lot of people are like, you know, they kind of give up at a certain point. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't happen, I'm like, I don't care if I'm 45. Like, I'm still going to be doing this, and I'm going to make it happen one day.
What you're saying is really reminding me of your song For the Love of the Game, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that what it was about? Like, I don't
want
to be like...
Yeah, that is what it's about. I think, like, a lot of it, like, when I was... you know, recording that song, like the whole entire emotion that I was given behind the microphone in the studio was that you just really have to, you have to push for the things you want.
Yeah.
And like, you know, sometimes you fall down, you get back up. There's been so many moments where I've been like told, no, sorry. And it does suck when you walk out of that, those interview rooms, those auditions, and they're like, no, you're just not the right fit. And you know, you have a lot to offer. You're just not what they're looking for. Everything's opinionated based with everything. So yeah, For the Love of the Game is just definitely about just having that drive and continue to go.
Yeah, you got to do it for the love of the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You mentioned some of your inspirations being other artists. Do you want to talk about some of those artists that had the biggest influence on you?
We talked about it when I got in here. Mm-hmm. Miley Cyrus is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Love her.
I've been told all the time, like, you sound like her. Like, just talking to people, like, you sound like Miley Cyrus a little bit. That was the first song I ever sang in public, a Miley Cyrus song, The Climb.
Oh, like that's first such
time,
a good one.
Right? The first time I ever was like, oh, I'm going to sing to my mom. And she was like, all right, what are you going to sing? I was like, The Climb.
That's such a good song.
Right.
Honestly, that's one of my favorites. But like,
me too. It's inspiring.
It is.
I've been listening to it since I was a kid. And I guess the only other artist I really love is Chris Stapleton. That's I can get behind any Chris Stapleton song.
And that's so fair.
Yeah, and his voice, like, you just listen to him, you're like, oh my gosh, like, he is truly gifted.
Yeah, so is that where, like, a lot of the musical side of things, like, inspiration
definitely
comes from?
Definitely, for sure. I think that's where a lot of it comes from. Definitely Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
He just kind of has that, like, R&B kind of country sound, and it's very raw, you know?
Yeah.
Very authentic. So I love his sound. If I could be him, I would like, drop everything to be him.
Right. While I was listening to your music, I was getting a lot of like early 2000s, early or like late 90s vibes.
Really?
Like country vibes.
Yeah. See, I love the 2000s.
Great era for country music.
Yeah.
Yeah, great era for country. That's like a big like Carrie Underwood kind of.
I love Carrie Underwood.
Me too.
Like, I don't listen to like country music that often, but I will always listen to some Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood? Oh, for sure. If I'm ever like, if it's ever a karaoke night anywhere, I'm like, go to Carrie Underwood.
Yeah. Blown away blows me away.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So is that your go-to, like, karaoke? Do you have a go-to karaoke song?
My go-to karaoke songs are definitely like Amy Winehouse, like Valerie, Before He Cheats, Cowboy Casanova, and then like if I'm gonna be like, okay, like I'm gonna sing like a slower song, probably like Love on the Brain, Rihanna.
Nice.
Bring in some of that soul, yeah.
You probably dominate karaoke night with your friends.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They won't get up and sing after me. They're like, we only came here for you.
You have to go last.
I have to go last, yes.
Oh, man, I don't quite have the vocals to back it up like you do, but I sure do love karaoke.
Do you have, like, a karaoke spot, or, like, do you just kind of do it at home?
Yeah, my shower in my car.
Yeah, classic.
That's for so sure. Fair.
It's nice to know that no matter big artist or just
big
listening
or small,
to music, everyone's still like
sings
listening
in the
shower.
Well, I guess I like don't
car,
think about
you know?
It either, but like my friends tell me, like they're like, I feel like you just sing like random words at random moments. I think it's normal because I'm always around music people, so like I'm used to hearing that kind of stuff. But I like realize that a lot of people are like, when I'm in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, they're probably like, what is she doing?
Is that not normal? Like me and my roommate
do that all the time.
You
tell me, is that normal?
That's amazing.
Literally, like if me and my roommate hear like a phrase from a song, we start singing the song to each other.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so. My co-host, Christian, who was not able to make it today, possibly due to Feral Hogs.
Possibly.
We're big musical theater guys on 90.7 The Morning Show. We have our segment, Musical Theater Watch.
Oh, what's going
on? And for that, I had some questions that I know he wanted to ask. And he wanted to know about your theater background. And I know he'd want to know, what musical theater productions have you been in?
Yes. Okay. I've been in, I think the first like musical theater production I was in was Aladdin. I was a narrator.
Oh.
Wow.
So nice. I think that was fun because I wasn't like actually like a character. I got to make my character kind of. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the next one I was in, oh goodness. The next one I was in was Wizard of Oz, and I was Dorothy.
Wow. Nice.
That one was fun. Then I was in Hello, Dolly, and I was just a dancer. I was everything. I was like a chef, a dancer. I was this, I was that.
That one's classic.
All over the place. Oh, goodness. And then I was in Hairspray. And I was Amber, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wore a blonde wig.
No. Love that.
That's so good. All those big names, we love hearing that. And so we saw, you know, part of the research that Summer did, you know, all the the scouring.
Scoured the internet.
Scoured the internet. There was possibly some Broadway stuff going to happen.
Yeah, there was.
A few years ago. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, in 2020, I guess I was, that's where I started off as a kid. I wrote songs, but at a young age, but it was theater. Like, that was my love. That was my passion. That was my foot in the door. And I had the opportunity to audition for Dear Evan Hansen as Zoe. And I know I don't take you if you're under 18 years old, but they just kind of thought I had, like, what they were looking for that role. So I made it to the final cut, and they were like, all right, we're flying you out to New York, like, y'all last little few. And I think I had a really good opportunity. And the day we were flying out was March 13th, 2020.
Oh.
We got called, and they were like, obviously, we've canceled auditions. Like, flights are not going out. The whole U.S. is shut down due to COVID-19. I was really upset. I remember those first 2 weeks of COVID.
So
I was down. I was in the dumps. I was like, I had this huge opportunity. And then, obviously, during COVID, someone was like, you ever been in a studio? You ever, like, recorded any songs of your own? I was like, no.
Yeah.
And I came in, and I never went back to theater. Of course, I still love it. That's where I started off. But I started recording music. I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I really want to do. So, yeah.
Nice. Where one door closes, another one opens.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So. Studio door, too. So
yeah.
Can go wrong with that. But you said your friends and other people say you sound like Miley Cyrus.
Yes.
So we're going to let all you listeners decide for yourselves. Up next, we have Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, my goodness.
And
love this
we'll be back with you soon on 90.7 The Morning Show.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Once again, we're back with our amazing, super special celebrity guest.
Still here.
And because
she's probably regretting that choice.
Because you're still here and you haven't escaped yet, you're now going to play one of our favorite games we have for morning show guests.
Oh.
And it's two truths and a lie, but with headlines.
Okay.
So you have to guess which one of these is the fake headline.
Okay.
And now you're allowed to ask clarifying questions for one of the headlines to try to scope it out, and I'll have to answer them. And so if you're ready.
Okay, let's go.
Number one, couple holds wedding in Kentucky gas station disco bathroom.
What?
Two, General Mills urged to take the plastic out of Cheerios. Three, chocolate for dog synthesized in Newark lab. Now, you can ask for more information about one of them.
I think I know which one it is, but I'm going to let Marissa answer.
Can you read that dog one again?
Chocolate for dog synthesized in Newark lab, like a New York, New Jersey lab.
So for the first one.
For the first one.
A disco bathroom?
Yes. It's like a bathroom, and there's a button you can press, and then the disco
in a gas
lights.
Station.
In a gas station. It was actually a destination wedding. They traveled
to
do this.
That's insane.
And then this, read the second one more time.
Second one. Oh, General Mills urged to take the plastic out of Cheerios.
I feel like that one's like, you know, like I could see that being like so unreal. Maybe.
Yeah.
I've got to go with the first. What bathroom in a gas station has a disco?
No, nope.
Mine
is the
second.
Serious?
I'm saying the second is the fake one, personally. But
nope, you are both wrong.
Oh.
The chocolate for dog synthesized in Newark lab. Made up.
Oh,
that's
my God.
So
disco,
sad.
You know, if you look, you don't have to look hard on TikTok to find the trending
the disco
bathrooms is just a real
thing.
See,
I feel like they need to like make chocolate for dogs. Like, I feel like somebody would be invested to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, like, and maybe it's
disco
been
bathroom.
Done, but
I knew about the disco bathroom. I know that's a thing. I've seen it on TikTok.
I have not seen that.
And then the plastic and chairs, that's a real thing, you know. You always hear about the microplastics
and
stuff like
that. Yeah, I figured that'd be real. Yeah.
But like, I figured they're a mega corporation. There's no way they're actually listening to anybody telling them what to do.
Like, they don't have to, you know?
Yeah, but they're being urged to.
I would love to pull up to a gas station, though, and see people having a wedding with disco lights in the bathroom. I'd be like, okay.
Well, that's my kind of wedding, man.
I'd be grabbing a snack and getting out of there.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I'd join in.
We enjoyed you playing that game with us, which reminds me, it's time for our next segment, Weekly Game Watch. And so what video games have you been playing recently?
You take this one.
You want me to take this one?
Take the lead with this one. We all have something to say here.
I've been playing Baldur's Gate 3, personally. One game of the year, 2023, and it's so well-deserved. Can I just say, like, that game deserved game of the year, if any other game has ever deserved it.
Can you tell us a bit about what the game is? little synopsis for those who don't know.
It's based off of the 5th edition of D&D, okay?
Okay.
Everything is based off of the luck of the die, essentially,
mm-hmm.
which you can kind of cheese it a little bit in some places. So you can either make your own character or you can play as a character that they have already created. I would suggest playing as your own character first and then playing as a character,
right?
And then you just get to go on a little adventure, which you start off the game in a Mind Flayer ship. So all of my Stranger Things fans, you can finally see what a Mind Flayer is supposed to look like. Not what I was expecting, personally. And they, like, put a little tadpole in your eyeball. Ooh. And if you don't get it out, you turn into a Mind Flayer. So the whole time, you're trying to figure out how to get this little thing out of your head. And that's the gist of the adventure, which then you run into, like, a bunch of evil guys that are like, we want to put tadpoles in everybody's head. That way we can control the world, essentially.
Well, that's an interesting premise. And now, not all games, you know, are console games. You know,
yeah.
You also have your mobile games.
Yes.
Love mobile games.
Crossy Roads, for sure.
Is that
I
what
don't play
playing?
Any games, like, really.
Oh, no, it's a...
But every now and then
either.
I'll pull out Crossy Roads.
Yeah.
And, like, Trivia Crack. Yeah, that one, too.
Okay. Love that game.
I feel like that was, like, really big in middle school, and then they kind of got, like, I never deleted them. And, like, all the apps I deleted, they just kind of stayed. So every now and then I scroll past and be like, you know what?
So what's your high score on
Crossy Roads? I was just about to ask.
Oh, my goodness. I think, like, my high score is, like, I think it's, like, 10,000.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, after all these years of playing it, like, I, like, and I'm a really fast texter, too. Like, I can, like, type up a whole paragraph within a second. So, like, I'm, like, pretty good at, like, just getting that duck across the road.
I'm trying to open up my Crossy Road right now to see what my record is.
So what character do you play in Crossy Road?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's your little avatar thing?
I kept it on the duck. Can you change it?
Yeah.
We have the whole...
Yo,
you earn
wait.
Coins to get different characters.
How many
coins
do you have? If you don't know... Like, if you can't
Let
buy...
Wait, because I...
She can buy the whole catalog.
There's...
I have 3,000 coins.
Oh, yes. You have, part of the game is you get coins to get new characters.
I didn't know you could change the character.
Yeah.
I just hop on there and I just start playing. I'm like, okay, go.
I get so
I know you, like... You know you get, like, the little treasure box and you, like, press it and something pops out.
I'm holding up Crossy Road in front of the mic so you guys, so that everyone listening can see what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I just play the duck. I kind of like the duck, though.
Is it a duck?
I thought it was a chicken.
Chicken.
Oh, it's a chicken. It's like
it's a chicken. I don't know what it is. Chicken, duck.
Well, it's because why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen a chicken cross a road.
Really?
Columbus, Georgia, man. What a wild place.
Yeah.
What a wild place that is. I live right next to there. Like, that's where I'm from and stuff. We went there, like, one time. I don't even remember what for. And I just was looking out the window in the back seat because I was real little at the time. And I see a chicken. And it's crossing, like, a freeway. And I'm like, Crossy Road,
IRL. Never seen a chicken cross the road. I know of chickens being on the loose, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
People losing their chickens, their pet chickens.
That's so easy to do, though.
Yeah.
Chickens are crazy.
They are insane. But it's not a chicken, but on my walk here, when I crossed the road.
When you crossed
the road. I saw, like, a big bird of prey on Bryce Lawn, some sort of falcon, I think. Could have been a red-tailed hawk. Looked similar enough.
Did it have a red tail?
It was hard to tell because it flew away. But I actually really felt bad for it because I kind of walked kind of close. I didn't want to get too close, right?
Yeah.
In terms of I didn't want to scare it and I didn't want it to hurt me. And I'm like, oh, it's cool. He's just sitting there on the ground. And then I realized that, like, oh, that's a squirrel. He had just got a squirrel. Oh. And then I must have scared him off. And then he, like, flew away. And I'm like, oh, I didn't mean to separate you. Like, you earned that squirrel, dude. Go back for it.
That reminds me of whenever I was in Vatican City. Like, early in the morning, nobody's there because we, like, got there at the crack of dawn. Mm-hmm. So that way we could explore Rome that day, right? We're getting our morning coffee and, like, croissant, right?
Oh, yeah, that like you do in Europe?
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of croissants personally, so I'm just kind of going to take whatever they give.
No, I love croissants. Mm-hmm. The Fresh Market. One time my mom... It was the best grilled cheese I've ever had in my life. She made a grilled cheese, but with a croissant.
Nice.
But back
to the story, I watched, like, as everybody else is getting their stuff, this seagull come down onto a dead rat, grab it, and, like, fly off with it.
Well, seagull and, eat anything, you know?
Well, yeah, but it's the middle of Vatican City. That's not what I'm expecting to see. This is the holiest of holy, and I'm just watching the circle of life happen. And I'm like, okay. And then I turn right back around and I eat my croissant.
But that's some sort of experience. You saw a sign, like, of some sort.
I don't know what it was telling me. I honestly am kind of scared to know.
But honestly, you want to skip past this, like, croissant slander. Because I have a giant croissant jelly cat that lives in my room.
Okay, and
since
that's different.
Since he's the big one, I named him Colossal.
Oh my gosh.
And, well, that's
I'm not
great.
Slandering anything. I'm just saying it's not for me. It's too Fair. Sweet.
It's sweet.
I don't know. They're like buttery bread.
Like,
it's like bread. It's just bread.
It's so
it's
sweet.
It's like a soft bread.
It's so bread, sweet.
Yeah. Like bread with a crunchy shell.
Yeah, it's like...
Every time I've ever had a croissant is so sweet.
Okay. I'll try get a Starbucks croissant. Ask them to warm it up. It'll be buttery and savory. It's not going to be sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that.
If I'm going to have bread, though, I'd rather just have bread. Like, my favorite bread is Longhorn bread.
I just like those, like, baguettes that you can get at the grocery store that you just need to pop in the oven for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and then they're just amazing, and they're, like, soft and crunchy outside.
Yeah.
I'm a big bread eater, unless I'm at, like, Texas Roadhouse.
I love bread so much. Like, I could be a medieval peasant the way I eat bread.
Oh my
gosh. Do you ever just have your roll and you're, like, nibbling on it and pretending like it's your ration?
Oh my God.
Sometimes my girl dinner, going back to that phrase, girl dinner for me is 3 slices of bread. Stacked on top of each other.
That is really good.
I call it a bread sandwich.
I've done that. Yeah, the bread witch.
Yeah, because like sometimes I just don't feel like doing anything, and bread just sounds so good, and it fills you up just enough where you can go to sleep.
I actually had my own girl dinner the other day. It was fudge stripes and some beef jerky.
Yeah, sometimes you have to do that.
Shout out to Keebler Fudge Stripes. Keebler's been making.
So y'all like make these dinners, like y'all just like you sit, you like grab the snacks and eat them, or are you like sitting there like cooking this up?
No. If you're cooking, it's not a girl dinner.
Yeah, if you're, yeah.
Yeah, you're just grabbing this out of the fridge.
It's just what you have.
I'm not really a girl dinner person. I'm not cooking though. It's more like leftovers.
Yeah.
No.
I remember like one time getting off like a double header from softball. I was so tired that night. I literally, like, crawl up the 3 flights of stairs to my apartment, go into the house. I'm like, Jake, to my roommate, can I please just have some of your sandwich bread? And he's like, yeah, that's fine. So I take 3 slices of bread. I lay on the couch. And I just eat it right there. And then I, like, have to crawl off the couch to my bed to go to bed because I'm so tired. Like, girl dinners when you're tired or you don't feel good.
Yeah, I mean, that's just being resourceful, you know, with the stuff you have.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to bring it back to the music, and then we'll be back with some of your favorite 90.7 The Morning Show segments. We'll see you all in a little bit.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to 90.7 The Capstone, The Morning Show. We swapped places on you there.
That I wasn't ready for that. I was about to tell the listeners that was one of my favorites, Teeth by Tummy Ache. All right. So it's the last morning show before spring break. So I think it's only natural we talk about what are our spring break plans.
Do you have anything to start us off?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Orange Beach, Alabama.
Oh.
We got a house down there. We're all staying for free. Not charging anybody.
Love that.
Got a boat, a Sea-Doo. I'm just hoping that it's sunny and that it's warm.
I just want that good weather. I am going to Florida to stay with my girlfriend's family, and I'm very excited about it.
They're
coming
fun.
To pick us up on Friday. So my spring break really starts Friday. Because that's my birthday.
Oh.
And we'll be spending it in the car going to Florida.
Happy early birthday.
Yeah.
But Friday's also, on the morning show, we like to talk about what the day is today. But instead, I'm going to shift it to Friday. One, because it's my birthday. But that day is also International Women's Day.
And I
looked it up. I could not find a single one holiday that encaptures more people than International Women's Day. Because that counts. I just imagine that counts every woman. And I can't find, I looked up like Christmas, I looked up, there's more women than there are Christians. I looked up everything I could.
Well, women are half the population.
I think
they're
a little more than half. When I Googled it, I think they're more than half. And so it's me versus all the women. And so very overshadowed on my own birthday here on 90.7 The Morning
What I'm
Show.
Hearing is Andrew's not an ally.
I am an ally. I am an ally because March is women's like month. And I'm all for March being women's month.
It's my month.
Just let me have my day. I don't consider March my month, but I've always, because my birthday's always been around this time of year and the way the school system works. So my birthday's always been right before or during spring break. So I always get that whole, the whole week's always mine.
It's your birth week.
It's the birth week.
Trina Vega moment.
And what are you doing this summer?
I'm going to New Orleans for the first time ever. I've never been. I'm excited to go on a ghost tour with my mom.
That's cool.
And I am excited for beignets from Café du Monde.
My mom went on a trip, and I hope she's listening right now, to New Orleans, and we always got on her for not bringing us back beignets.
Yeah.
And it was like, where are our beignets? And we asked her that for so long afterwards, and we still bring it up sometimes.
I love beignets so much. Like, me and my mom know how to make them. Like, I love them that much.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, they're
so I'm so sad that Mo'Bay Beignet closed down. Like, that day I was close. It was so bad.
Oh.
Sobbing.
I loved when we had all the Mardi Gras food at Fresh Food, and they had beignets. They were okay. Like, they were like very. I like the crawfish. Those were fun.
But I mean, I'm excited. I've never been to New Orleans. It'll be an experience.
Oh, definitely.
I love like haunted locations and like ghost things.
Like the Dome of Rhys Wiefer.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I'm so excited to go on a ghost tour there.
All right. Well, looks like we all have some great spring breaks lined up.
Oh, yeah.
But, well, that's later. But the now, let's take it back to the now. And it's that special time of the week. It is Weezer Wednesday. So now we're going to take it to this day in Weezer history, back on March 6th, 2020, one of the last days of the before times. And Weezer was featured on the hit TV series Carpool Karaoke.
Oh.
Imagine, you go from Carpool Karaoke with Weezer, a week later, country shut down. Coincidence? I think not.
Did Carpool Karaoke do this to us?
They didn't do anything to stop it, at the very least.
Oh, yeah.
And that's complicity.
How dare they?
And that's what they say. A bystander doesn't do anything, it's just as bad as the bully. I remember being told that. So, I don't know. Weezer has something to... I think Weezer needs to answer.
Yeah, something to answer for this.
Uh-huh. 90.7 The Morning Show is officially coming after Weezer.
Wait, was this when James Corden was still...
It was probably James Corden.
No, this is not on Weezer. This is on James Corden. I hate that man.
We love hating on James Corden on 90.7 The Morning Show.
Oh, goodness. What'd he do to y'all?
Oh, he's just a terrible person in real life.
Oh, real life?
Yeah, it's like entitled, you know.
Yeah, and he's just annoying.
I don't find him funny.
No. Like, how did he get where
he is?
I find
the artists funny. Like, the artists that come on and do the Carpool Karaoke with
him. Oh, no.
That's fine.
No,
like, I love those moments of him.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But James Corden himself? Oh. Like, how did he get to where he is? Like, he should not be as successful as he is.
I thought he was an actor. Wasn't he in a movie?
He's kind of a, he's he was a comedian actor. He's just this, like, lowest common denominator, kind of, like safe person.
He shows up everywhere for no reason.
Not as much anymore.
Jimmy Fallon, I do love him.
He's
Jimmy Fallon's okay.
He's not as good as Jimmy Fallon, but they occupy, like, the same headspace.
And he's British.
Jimmy Fallon, you know, you can have your opinions on him, but Jimmy Fallon's funnier.
Yeah,
like he's forced to do the late night show style of comedy, but like he can be funny.
Yeah,
James Corden's just not.
He's not, and he's like he's in Cats, he's in Into the Woods.
Ooh.
Any like big name thing that like is supposed to be good, he comes in and ruins it. In my opinion,
it's true.
Like I love,
you know, at least he didn't ruin the Emoji Movie. He was just one of the most terrible things.
I never watched the Emoji Movie.
Me either.
No, me neither. But, you know, Sony Animations did release the Emoji Movie and, like, Into the Spider-Verse, like, back to back.
Yeah.
I think it's important people remember that.
Yeah, but Into the Spider-Verse. You can't beat Into the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Across the Spider-Verse was better.
Okay. See? What about Beyond the Spider-Verse? What are we going
to
talk about
that? I went into the future to watch it. It's really good.
I'm really excited for that movie, actually.
All right, and we're really excited to bring it back to the music. It's to celebrate Weezer Wednesday. We have Island in the Sun.
Yeah.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
And we're here with our latest Crimson White story. The Crimson White's where we get all our news and views. Summer, do you want to tell us about that story?
Shout out C-Dubs. Love them. That's what we called it back in my day.
Really?
When I was on the morning show a whole year ago. UA students and faculty demonstrate in support of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Ooh, we DEI love, is a big topic.
Yeah, personally, I love DEI.
We love DEI in 90.7 The Morning Show.
But apparently, during the demonstration organized by the Queer Student Association, Hispanic Latino Association, Black faculty and staff, ambassadors, and other individual students, people chalked the walkways on the quad, chanted, and gathered to share individual stories. Nearly 200 people were in attendance, according to the QSA's Instagram. The demonstration was done in coordination with similar efforts at the University of Huntsville, Alabama, in Huntsville. UAB and Auburn at Montgomery, not the actual Auburn. I don't know if that happened, but the actual University of Auburn was not mentioned in the article. So
okay, well, we don't like Auburn, you know, at all.
It wouldn't surprise me if they didn't, though, being from there.
You know,
that place is a cesspool.
But so we have the DEI, you know, big topic. Won't get too much into it on 90.7 The Morning
Show.
If
you want more, you need to read the article.
Yeah, you want to read the article. We're not just going to read the whole article to you. We want to get you interested. Read it yourself. Check out the C-Dubs, as they call it.
As the old people call it.
Yeah, as the... Back during the Cambrian explosion, they were calling it the C-Dubs.
I love the Cambrian explosion.
That was such a
wacky time for evolution.
I love isopods. They've survived them all. You know, isopods, fun fact, they survived like every single major extinction event, including the 2008 financial crisis. Including, but not limited to the 2008 financial crisis.
Did you know, speaking of things surviving, sharks are older than trees. I love that fact. I love sharks.
I know. They're just like... Have you seen the picture of the shark? It has the little buck tooth smile. He's seen all the pictures.
I love sharks so much. Aww. I have a shark phone case.
Are sharks your favorite animal?
So very much.
Okay, why don't you hold up your shark phone case to the microphone so everyone can see it?
I don't think I've ever missed a season of Shark Week.
Really? I swear it's never the same week. I swear there's like 3 Shark Weeks a year and no one's keeping track.
No, there's only one.
I love the Sonic Shark Week.
What?
What Sonic has a special slushy, okay, and it has like the little bit, the red bits, and it has the gummy sharks.
When you said Sonic Shark Week, I was thinking the hedgehog. I was like, wait a minute, where does Sonic the Hedgehog have a Shark Week? This is something I want to get into.
You haven't been watching Sonic the Hedgehog?
I want to see Sonic the Hedgehog talk about sharks.
My Sonic OC's a shark, didn't you know?
I did not know that.
No, I made that up.
I know you did. No, but I was like, that combines two of the best things in the world. Sharks and Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, it's an untapped potential.
That's an untapped market right there.
Mm-hmm. There's like no one making, you know, like...
quality shark.
Quality Sonic, you know, fan stuff, you know? If only there was an ongoing series of Sonic fan fiction.
Do you know the longest fan fiction in the world? Like, as of the time that I'm thinking of this and
please
like
don't tell me it's Sonic 2.
No.
Okay.
As of the time that I read this is a Loud House fan fiction.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know exactly how long it is, but there it's a lot.
Were you ever into fan fiction with any of the fandoms you were in? I never was.
I never really got into fan fiction. Okay. I've read a couple.
I mean, that's a rabbit hole, you know?
I've read a couple just because my friends were really into fan fiction.
Oh, yeah, but that's different, you know?
Yeah, and so I wanted to see what the hullabaloo was about, right? Mm-hmm. So I read a couple, and I just never really understood it. Like, I got why people did it. But, like, at the same time, I was like... the story's the story. The story's over. You know? I understand now more, but I was a kid that was very literal.
Yes, yeah. Like, the canon.
Yeah. You have to stick to the canon.
Yeah.
You know? And so it would really bother me. Plus, the grammar a lot of times would bother me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then if they don't talk like the way they talked or they...
Yeah. Because that's what would get me is, like, sometimes I would read a sentence and I'm like, that character would never say that.
Uh-huh.
Ever. Like, I understand this is, like, a high school AU or something. But my little Blorbo would never say that. Right. If you know what a Blorbo is, you know what a Blorbo is. So I'm not answering what that is.
Okay. Oh, I did want to ask, like, you know, like, C-dubs that made me think of, like, what was the old morning show like when you were a part of it? You know, I don't know. Well, like, what's different? What's the
same?
I don't
know. I was with, like, Ian Schwartz and, I forget the other guy's name.
Is it Noah?
No.
Oh.
Noah would come on occasionally when we had, like, guests and stuff. But, you know, we would do good news. We would do weather. We would do... it was kind of chill. Really, it was really laid back. We'd just kind of sit in here and talk and hang out, really.
Yeah, that's the thing, because there used to be three morning shows, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah.
Now it's only Wednesday. So we got to pack more in, I think.
I would love to, but nobody wants to do a morning show.
Well, I mean, I can only do it so many times. I'm not doing it on Friday.
Yeah.
I don't even have time.
Which I don't think we would do it on Fridays because we have something new coming, but that's a sports thing that I don't want to get into. So that ain't my department.
Well, but what if the listeners are excited to hear about something new on 90.7 The Capstone?
It's still in the works.
Still in the works. Okay. So, well, hopefully we'll have some new Friday content for y'all coming up.
Yeah. But... and hopefully, if I can find people, a Monday morning show. I'd rather not get up this early every day to do
No, because Monday's like my day where I don't have to do much.
Yeah.
Although my class is right at the rec, so it's like not inconvenient.
I'm hearing that you can be convinced.
I it might take some convincing, you know.
A donut here and there.
Oh, a donut here and there. I get donuts. All right. That's my payment for doing this. I'm the best volunteer morning show host.
You are.
90.7 The Capstone.
Anyway, we should get back to the music.
We're going
to
get back to
the
music.
We went off on a tangent.
A few tangents, really.
That reminds me of my time.
You know, whenever you're on a tangent, sometimes you need to watch out and get back to what you're supposed to be doing. So we have Watch Out by Komorebi.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Well, All right, welcome back to 90.7 The Morning Show. We want to thank all of you listeners out there on your radios or on the TuneIn app for listening to us this morning.
Be sure to go check out Miss Marissa Luna.
Oh, yes.
She's, for spending her time with us this morning. She didn't have to do that.
She did not have to. And we were so excited
to have her.
To have her on. She's since left to traverse Bryce Lawn. And we can only hope that she's avoided the feral hogs. Because I want her to survive to keep making music.
Yeah, her music's actually really good. I enjoyed it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
So we hope all of you guys have a great day. We hope that the morning show was a good way to start your day. And we will see you guys back after spring break. I've been Andrew.
And I'm Summer.
And this was 90.7 The Morning Show. Bow, 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 bow.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.